Country Bob FM.
The Friday edition of the Bob Almanac, Friday, December 18th, 353rd day of the year. We have 13 days left to go. 1898, the new, by the way, I got to mention here, we are going to give something away at the end. Please listen to everything. We've been giving away coffee here all week long, the 10-ounce bags of the Split Rock Coffee Breakfast Blend Medium Roast. Mm-hmm. Now, here at the end of the week, we are going to give away a little prize pack, little gift basket that's going to include more than just coffee. It's going to include two 19-ounce bags of funky, chunky popcorn. It's funky and chunky.
Right.
And then two of the 10-ounce medium roast bags, all part of this gift package and gift bag. And unlike the fruit basket that Dave Letterman tried to take to the General Electric people back in the mid-80s, you don't need paperwork. And don't need authorization to receive and give this particular gift basket. You feel free to re-gift it if you want. So listen for your chance to win. And, of course, it's all part of a Bob Almanac quiz brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. They have lower acidity. They have great beans. And great beans equals great coffee. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee. Or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. So in 1898 on this date, a new automobile speed record was set at a wrist-separating, face-changing, face-melting 39 miles an hour.
Whoa! That is screaming right there.
But I guess for 1898, it probably felt like if we were going 100 now or more.
Right.
39 was really, really fast in 1898. This date in 1966.
Then the fools, young and old, will sit down to a feast. And they'll feast, and they'll feast. And they'll feast, 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 feast. They'll feast on who pudding and rare who roast beast. Raw roast beast is a feast I can't stand in the least.
Oh, gosh. Boris Karloff was so good narrating How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and the Tony the Tiger guy then sang the song. 1966 is when that Dr. Seuss special aired for the first time on CBS. Yeah. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and then, of course, they turned it into a movie, then they redid it, and the Grinch has been around forever, it seems, but actually, no, 1966.
That's a pretty long time.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I think it was a book prior to that. I'm sure. I mean, that's what he did. I mean, he was a writer, Theodore Geisel, so he put it in book form first, and then it came to the magic of television. And don't argue with me, Neil. Television is magic. That's why I watch so much of it. 1971, Jerry Lee Lewis and his cousin, Myra Brown, actually first cousin, once removed. And again, I'm going to go with what Wikipedia says, because there are some other places that say that she was his third cousin, but according to Wikipedia, it's first cousin once removed. And they were divorced on this date. They got married in the late 50s. Was it 57, 58? Yeah, so we just had that date. So it wasn't shortly thereafter their anniversary that they finalized the divorce in 1971. I think they had children, didn't they?
I don't know. I didn't think so, but I could be wrong.
Can you look it up? Check? I won't. We'll turn your mic off here for the next. How long will it take you to look that up?
Five minutes? A minute.
So that was 1971. The divorce, Jerry Lee Lewis and Myra Brown. And somebody said they just saw Myra Brown on Antiques Roadshow or Pawn Stars or one of those shows. Going around America picking up junk. The Collector Guys from Iowa. What's the name of their show?
Yes.
American Collectors, American Pickers. The Pickers. Yes. They're the Pickers. It was a scratch, not a pick. They said that somebody texted me and said that Myra Brown was on that show, and she was looking pretty good.
Wow.
So.
In the world of rock music.
I've got nice fingers in touching my body.
John Norman Howard was once the best, but he was burning out.
That's the passion for Ryan. Inside me, how high can I go?
Until he met
I believe there's a best of
You know, we got to create a new one for you, Neil. You need to do, instead of just TV theme time, you need to be, you need to do movie trailer time. Movie trailer time.
Yes.
Say it for me.
Movie trailer time.
Oh, that's perfect. So the original Star is Born film directed Frank Pearson, Barbara Streisand, Kris Kristofferson. Did you know they originally and really wanted, in fact, Barbara Streisand really wanted to work with Elvis in that movie. Elvis was their first choice to play the Kris Kristofferson role in A Star is Born. And Colonel Tom Parker, what's his name, Colonel Tom Parker?
Yes.
The Colonel, his manager said no. He went, well, he said yes, but Elvis has got to have top billing and he wanted so much money, da-da-da-da-da. And they said no. Who knows? If Elvis takes that role, and just think if it changes and re-kickstarts his movie career, does he die then in 1977?
Yeah.
Does that change the general progress of time through that time and the series of events that leads to Elvis's death? Or was Elvis already going down that road and there was no stopping it? That's another question that would need to be answered.
Right.
So, 1976, A Star is Born. Neil, did Jerry Lee Lewis and Myra Brown have any kids?
Yes, they had two, and one of them drowned tragically, Steve Allen Lewis. And then they had, he was married seven times and had lots of kids. Where is it? They had two children, Steve Allen Lewis and Phoebe Allen Lewis, who was born in 1963 and is still enjoying a good life, I hope. TV theme time.
It is 1976. The Wonder Woman TV show introduces us, at least introduced me, to Linda Carter. And then Lyle Wagner proved to be more than just kind of a straight guy in the Carol Burnett show. Plays Steve Trevor.
Right.
Wonder Woman, the TV show debuting on ABC. And the movie's coming out. It's actually been released, the new Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot.
1984.
It's been released in some of the international markets. And then it will be released in theaters and online streaming in your home if you get HBO Max a week from today on Christmas Day. So think about that for just a moment, and they're jumping up ahead of time, which is kind of what the Wonder Woman TV show did. When it originally aired, the first season or two, they were during World War II, and then the next season comes, and they're like in the late 70s. They're like modern time. Of course, as you know, Wonder Woman, Diana Prince, does not age.
No.
She does not age. 1991 on this date, DeForest Kelly, you know him as Bones? There he is, Bones. Either he's not a doctor, he's telling Jim that he is dead. Not DeForest Kelly, but whoever. It's usually a guy in a red shirt. DeForest Kelly, Dr. McCoy on Star Trek, got his star on the Hollywood fame, finally. You know, it's kind of funny, Neil, that radical environmentalists didn't tell DeForest Kelly to change his first name, since his first name is DeForest. Right?
Right. I mean, He could get into trouble there.
Guess what? Shatner was not there. All the others were there. Doohan and Chekhov and Sulu, Scotty, Uhura, they were all there. Shatner was too busy. I guess they were filming probably a reunion of T.J. Hooker. Maybe the holiday T.J. Hooker special.
That could have been.
That was in 1991. 97, sad news.
Comedian and actor Chris Farley is dead. His body was found today inside a Chicago apartment building. The cause of death is not yet known. He was 33 years old.
That was just stunning. So young. Just like Belushi.
Yeah, both 33.
Actor, comedian Chris Farley dying at the age of 33. He lived life hard, fast, and was very talented. Just think if he was still alive today, he and David Spade would probably be working on their 20th film together.
Yeah.
Maybe Tommy Boy 4 or something like that. But Chris Farley passing away this day.
Funny man.
Yeah, he was hilarious, both just physical and Matt Foley, the inspirational speaker. You know, he's living in a van down by the river. And,
so good.
Chris Farley is now in the van down by the river in heaven.
The River Jordan.
That's it. Yeah. 2011, this date.
The final convoy rolled at 2:30 this morning. 30 vehicles, 130 MPs from the 3rd Brigade of the 1st Cavalry. Platoon leader Lieutenant Jennifer Farland drove in the second-to-last troop transport vehicle to leave the country.
2011, last U.S. combat soldiers leaving Iraq here this day after 9 years of war. They were happy to leave.
Yep.
And then 2015, 5 years ago.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
What time is it, Neil?
Movie trailer time.
Yeah, we're going to have to practice that one, aren't we?
Yeah, it doesn't roll.
So, Star Wars The Force Awakens, much anticipated. It was the start of the final three of the episodes. This would have been episode 7. And it was released on this date. It brought in $100 million in the U.S. and Canada. Pretty darn big,
I would say.
And, you know, the people were critical of it. You know, money-grabbing. You know, just basically making money off of the franchise. And I mean, I liked them. They were fine. I mean, they're just never going to recreate the magic of those first three.
Right.
Episodes 4, 5, and 6. They're just not. They've been trying to for all these years.
Right.
But just haven't been able to do so. Not saying that they've been bad, but they just can't recreate the magic. How about this date in four years ago, 2016?
What is wrong with me already? Other women find love and happiness. I find only this enchantment.
But you find it so often.
Zsa Zsa Gabor seemed to know exactly what she wanted.
Zsa Zsa Gabor passed away. It's a proven fact. Hungarians live longer. And she lived to be 99.
Impressive.
Passed away 4 years ago. We've got birthdays brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Coffee you can drink all day. And again, listen, we'll have a quiz question at the end for you, a chance to win that nice little package here.
What are you doing hiding out here, girl?
I just couldn't tell my mom I didn't get asked to the dance.
Sure, right? Some things we just got to keep to ourselves, right?
You ever see that movie, The Help? Cicely Tyson was in it, and I think she was in her 90s, or almost late 80s at least, when she was in that movie. There she is with Emma Stone. Cicely Tyson is 96 today. On the guitar, Keith Richards, 77.
And he looks every bit 77.
That's such low-hanging fruit. I wasn't even going to go there, Neil. I mean, a lot has been made about the leathery look of his skin, and it's been that way for years. That's just who he is, Neil.
Yeah.
He already looks like he's been mummified, and that's okay. So Keith Richards is 77. Mm-hmm. Steven Spielberg, way too many movies to list here. He's won many, many awards. He's 74. This guy reviewed a lot of his movies.
Uh-huh. There are two ways to look at a movie, emotionally and intellectually. A really great movie grabs you on both levels. Now, I don't think Michael Cimino's Year of the Dragon is a great movie, but it sure got to me on a gut level.
Michael Cimino is no Steven Spielberg. I think that's what Leonard Maltin was going to eventually say there. Leonard Maltin is 70.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
How about that Goodfellas movie?
Movie trailer time.
Yes, it is. Another one. Holy cow, we're going crazy. And I think I said Goodfellas. It's actually Goodfellas.
Fellas,
and they're gangsters. That one in Casino, I always have to watch when they're on, and they're long movies. Guy walked out of the corn and played baseball.
Yeah, was that his first movie, maybe?
It was really early on. Yeah. And you know, you heard, I'm sure you've heard this, he quit smoking with the help of Chantix.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Yes, I've seen that.
It's Ray Liotta. He is 66.
Well, they called the police because we broke a chair on the way out the door, and the cop shows up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent. But I didn't have the ability.
Very funny, Ron White. He's part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
It's a great bit.
He was drunk in public. He had some great lines in that set. That one, potato salad was one of his, you know, ones. He's traveling.
His plane
is traveling half the speed of smell.
Right.
Ron White. He had a cameo in Horrible Bosses. Also was very good. So Ron White, 64.
Giambi's on base percentage was 477. Damon's on base, 324. And Almeida's was 291. Add that up and you get...
Do you want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
That's how we do it here on the Bob Morning Show. I point at Neil, that's when he speaks. That's what Brad Pitt did in Moneyball as former Minnesota Twin Billy Beane.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yes.
It was a very good movie.
And he's been in a lot of movies too. Brad Pitt
Tons.
Is 57.
And that's the bottom line. What? Because Stone Cold said so.
This guy had a couple of catchphrases. That was one.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Oh, boy. There's Stone Cold Steve Austin. He probably doesn't get enough credit for saving the WWF because they were losing the battle to WCW there in the 90s. And all of a sudden, here comes this guy. He reinvents himself, shaves his head, gets tough, talks tough. He versus The Rock was a classic battle back and forth. And they stopped. The lines were now blurred with who was good and who was bad. You know, back in the old days of wrestling, you hated somebody and then you loved somebody. You had the baby face and you had the heels. This era, this is the guy who almost took that, turned it around, and twisted it because this guy was a heel, but people loved him.
People loved him. Yeah.
They cheered for him, and they didn't know who to cheer for when it was him versus The Rock, and The Rock kind of started as a heel. So that's wrestling history here for you. 56 for Stone Cold.
Now this old house keeps falling.
Can you name his finishing move? Stone Cold Steve Austin, Neil?
No.
Give it a shot. Stone Cold Steve Austin. What would you call his finishing move? Stone
the
Cold
Press.
That's good. That's not bad. That's pretty good. It was the Stone Cold Stunner. Cletus T. Judd. Not ashamed to say he's one of my heroes. Cletus T. Judd, 56. Our rapper of the day is DMX.
Yes.
50 today. Katie Holmes, 42. Boy, she's got to be proud of Tom Cruise. You see the recent controversy with Tom Cruise?
No.
He was shouting and yelling. They're filming Mission Impossible 18 or whatever it is. They should stop making those. Come on. They want to compete with Fast and Furious is what they want to do. But he was yelling at them because they weren't socially distancing and wearing their masks properly. And then there are pictures of him wearing the wrong kind of mask, the one with the vent. Which doesn't do any good. That doesn't block particles from going out. It has nothing for mitigation for source control. And Katie Holmes, who was with Tom for a long time, I don't know how long it was, but she's 42. What a girl wants, what a girl needs. You speak of Stone Cold versus The Rock. How was that as good of a battle as Spears versus Aguilera? Britney Spears versus Christina Aguilera, Neil?
Put them in the squared circle. Let's see what happens.
I would say Christina Aguilera had a better voice, was a better singer, technically.
Mm-hmm.
40. Can you believe that for Christina Aguilera?
Wow.
She is 40. And you've probably heard of the singer Billie Eilish. She is as big now as anything. She's a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
She won 5 Grammys, the most recent Grammys, and she's only 19. It's Billie Eilish. Keep an eye on her and her career, Neil.
I'm going to do just that, Jim. Gone, but certainly not forgotten. Australian Archduke Franz Ferdinand, he was assassinated in 1914. That marked the early events that would lead us in to the war to end all wars. And it's sometimes referred to as a shot heard around the world. He was born on this day, 1863. Another key figure in World War One, Joseph Stalin, born on this day, 1878. One of the greatest, if not, I think many would consider maybe the greatest hitter of all time. Certainly won the batting titles. And Ty Cobb, he was not well liked. In fact, his own team really struggled with him. He was not a nice man. And he was born on this day, 1886.
Didn't Ray Liotta say that? Wasn't that one of his lines?
Yeah.
No, none of us could stand him when he was alive.
Right, that's right. So we didn't let him in now. Ray Meyer was the longtime coach of the DePaul Blue Demons, 42 seasons, and that program was one of the best when he was running it. Ray Meyer, 1913. Remember, she was a pinup girl in WW2, Betty Grable.
Excuse me, I've got to see a man about a horse.
I didn't know she was into horse trading.
I did not know either, but there's proof. Betty Grable was born on this day, 1916. Let's do saxophonist Bobby Keys.
Second Rolling Stones clip of the day.
You either got your Alto Reed or you got your Bobby Keys. They're your two top sax players, right, in rock.
Don't forget about the big man.
Clarence Clemons.
Clarence Clemons. Yeah.
1943.
What about Bill Clinton?
Bobby Keys. Yes, what about him?
How about that blue-haired guy from the Muppets?
He's pretty
good. Don't forget about him.
Pretty good. That's all I got. Did my staff miss anybody?
No, they didn't.
Okay, well, they did.
For once.
Now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Again, we're giving away this gift package. It is a gift package of fun, tasty treats, and delicious coffee. Two funky, chunky popcorn 19-ounce bags, and two, not one, but two 10-ounce medium roasts from Split Rock Coffee. And the question is, what was Stone Cold Steve Austin's finishing move?
Oh.
I could have asked what you said it was, but I couldn't remember what you said, which was close. I can't remember what it was.
The cold press.
The cold press, exactly. The cold compress.
Right.
You know, it's good because, you know, he makes you sore and breaks your bones and twists and turns your ligaments. You need a cold compress.
Uh-huh.
But that's not it. What was Stone Cold Steve Austin's closing move, finishing move? What was it called? He was 56 here today. Happy birthday to Stone Cold Steve Austin. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Good luck. You'll win the package. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, big.
Great for the holidays. Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon, no repeat workday, with Roseanne Cash, Tennessee Flat Top Box? Would you like to start it with Roseanne Cash, Tennessee Flat Top Box, or would you like to start it with Roseanne Cash, Tennessee Flat Top Box?
I'm thinking I'm going to go Roseanne Cash today.
Good luck, everybody, playing Almanac Quiz.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1, Albany St. Cloud, KBGY, Faribault, KLCIO.